and welcome to the Wine Appraiser Podcast, where we sip and tell and share affordable wine finds. I'm Dennis, the Wine Appraiser, and I'm here with my wife and wine tasting partner, Denise.
Hello.
Tonight, we are doing a complete blind tasting, and we are going to talk about the steps you want to take and use to do that blind tasting.
To logically find out what you are drinking.
Yeah, a deductive tasting is kind of what they say, which means you use facts about the wine to come to a conclusion.
On our Sherlock hats.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Watson.
Yeah. So tonight, why would you want to do a blind tasting? For me, I love doing them. It's fun for me.
I think it's because I want to know more about the wine I'm drinking, to know what I'm drinking if someone was to bring me a glass of wine.
Because when I'm not thinking about it, I can drink some wine and it's like, what did I even drink? I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I need to actively think about, what am I drinking and what's the flavors in here? And then when I start doing that, then I start getting more flavors and it just makes it more enjoyable.
Yeah, it's just a good quality to know.
For sommeliers, they really need to know it because if they're working, a lot of them work in restaurants where they can give advice on wines that pair with foods that people are ordering. Mm-hmm. So that helps out their customers. They just need to know all the flavors of the wines, the nuances, what they pair with, that kind of thing. So it helps out there. And they have to know what they taste like.
Exactly.
To be able to do that. Okay. Well, for me, it's a lot of fun.
It's like a game of chess.
And it does help because we were drinking some wine probably 2 weeks ago, but it tasted different. And I started doing some research and it was produced in a different fashion. And it just blew my mind how different it tasted. And that was a Tempranillo, of which we're doing the show next week on that. I am so excited about that.
Okay.
Because I've just learned so much about it. We had that wine that just kind of blew my mind. So
how many different ways can you make a Tempranillo?
We'll get into all that next week.
Okay.
But
so we'll have a couple wines made in different
methods. We're going to have them made in like three different locations, two in Spain, but in different regions.
Okay.
And in one from the U.S.
Okay.
I think I'm excited.
All right.
But tonight, our blind tasting, we're going to use the five S's. Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm. I do. Sight, swirl, sniff, sip, and savor.
You bet.
My favorite, savor.
Okay. We're also going to be relying on a couple things. One being we got online and there's a deductive tasting format. It comes from the Court of Master Sommeliers. You can get on their website and just print that out. And it kind of goes through things that you want to look at when you're evaluating a wine, if you want to get that in depth in it. Mm-hmm. Doing a blind tasting, we do want to do some of that. So we're going to be relying on that. We also have several wine books, but the one that's really easy to use, it's just kind of a easy format. I don't know. It's kind of a simple written book, but it has lots of good information.
Right.
And that's Wine Folly, The Essential Guide to Wine. She does tons of videos online and they have a school if you want to do a school and do more
in-depth analysis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this book here, it goes through each of the wines, or it goes through light-bodied reds, medium-bodied reds, full-bodied reds, and then it separates the wines out. So by looking at this wine, and we're talking about our first wine that we're going to do tonight.
This is a wine I picked out for you, hon.
Yep.
This is a red wine.
Yep. This is the wine Denise picked out for me. I have no idea what it is, other than it is a full body red.
It is deep red. Can you see your fingers? Because these are clues.
See?
You cannot see your fingers.
Oh, no.
So you this can automatically is, say it's not a Pinot.
This, no, it's not a Pinot. This is a full body red. And I was saying it had purple on it. It was the same one, though. No, I'm not seeing any purple. That looks as red as can be.
I would say this is as violet as can be.
Okay. Violet being purple.
I say it's violet. I can't see my fingers through this. So that's a clue. You've eliminated quite a few red wines right with that sight.
Okay. So we're going to, we'll go to the full body section.
Now, when you say full bodied.
Full bodied red wine.
You know a full body before you taste it?
Well, pretty much, yes. Because this is dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's thick. It's viscous.
So you've done the swirl and the sniff.
You do the swirl and you see that it's got legs galore.
It does have legs. I thought you would like legs. Huh?
So, I do. Okay, we're not going there. But this is heavy. I mean, it's got some alcohol in it. It's got some weight
and body. Okay, so we're talking a heavy red violet wine.
Okay.
So we've eliminated quite a few right off the bat, just without even tasting.
So their list on here is Alianico, a Bordeaux blend, Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, Mourvèdre,
Nebbiola,
Nero d'Avola, Petit Verdot, Petit Syrah, Pinotage, Syrah.
Okay, and this information is coming out of the Wine Folly book.
Tempranillo.
Okay, so you have how many there? About 12?
Torriga Nacional.
Okay, you got it.
You would think I'm a Spaniard, wouldn't you? Or that's probably actually Portuguese, but okay.
I want to let you know. Yeah. So, that you've hit the nail on the head. It's one of those wines.
Okay, and
just from
I am
look, you've nailed it down.
Well,
to how many? Is that 14 wines?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 wines. So there, we've just knocked a whole bunch of them off the table.
And I'm going to say this is, it has to be a New World wine because it is so fruit forward.
Okay. So you haven't even taken a sip yet. You're just smelling now.
Yeah.
And you're saying this is a new age wine.
Yeah. And it's got tons of oak on it, which could be a Tempranillo. That's one of the things we're going to talk about next week from Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Rioja is known for its oak aging.
Okay. Well, you're on the right path with the full-bodied red. One of those 13 wines, it is one of those. I don't know what you consider a younger wine versus an older. Do you want to categorize that for me? The years that you would consider young and the years you'd consider old?
That's hard to say.
And I would let you know if you're on the right
but
path.
But I would say for a full body red, and I've been told that any more full body reds, they used to have to be aged at least 5 years.
Okay.
5 to 10 years minimum.
Mm-hmm.
And any more, you'll see.
Not the case.
Full body reds that are
ready to go.
2 years old and they're selling them.
Okay. So
but what, I'm not sure they're
what
ready.
What is an old or what is a new?
So I would say if it's probably, I wouldn't want to drink it before probably 2021 right now. 4 years old.
So to you me. Think this is newer?
It is newer. It doesn't have any brown on it.
So you would say that is before 2000 or?
No, I would say this is probably in that 2020 range to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a new wine in the 2020.
Yeah.
Red full bodied. Okay. Yeah.
I don't, newer than 2019 for sure.
Okay.
I'm saying for sure on a lot of this stuff.
But you know, you're the sommelier. I'm not steering.
I
do not want to steer you. This is what we do for fun, you guys,
okay.
At restaurants.
This is still my, so the Wine Pair podcast.
Yes.
When it first started, and I think maybe they just did it the first episode, but he called himself the crappy wine sommelier. And then I think he came back the next time and he said, my kids told me, that can be taken a couple ways. And so he changed it.
Don't say that again, Dad.
I kind of like that. I thought that was pretty funny. Okay. So I get pepper, black pepper. I get lots of fruitiness, and I get tons of spice. You know, I like I said, the vanilla.
Yeah, you said this was oat.
Yeah, lots of spice. I was getting coconut on it, too.
Coconut, interesting. Okay. I wrote all those down so we can go back.
Okay.
Verify, verify, verify. Now you've just taken your first sip.
Okay.
Any changes?
Not really. There's pretty good tannins on it.
Okay.
But they're pretty good. They're not. So the ones I'm thinking is definitely a Cabernet. I mean, a Bordeaux blend, it could definitely be.
Okay.
Although I think this is a New World wine.
Okay. New World meaning the United States.
And the longer it sits, the more earthiness I get on it.
Okay, let's come to a decision here. We are waiting.
Yep.
What is making you lean one way or another? Or what ones can you definitely cross off that you know this is not off of those 13 full-bodied wines? Are they all produced in the United States as well as Europe? Mm-hmm. He's really giving this some thought.
Well, and I'm going to say the first time I looked at it, I thought there was some blue in it, but I don't see that. I'm going to say it's a Cabernet.
Okay.
Just because it's fruit forward, I think everything fits that pretty well.
Okay, so you're saying it's from the United States.
It's red.
It's a Cabernet.
In full-bodied, well.
Oaked with pepper, coconut, spice, and red fruit.
Yeah, well, it's got a combination
of
fruits.
Okay.
I'd say I get some black cherry.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And maybe a little plum, and then.
So if you're saying it's a cab, what is the telltale smell of a cab?
Cedar.
Now, are you getting, you did not mention that.
Yeah, I didn't, did I?
No.
Which means I'm wrong.
No, I'm just saying, are you getting any cedar?
Possibly. And I got to say, this wine has changed a lot. It keeps changing on me.
Well, that's because you're under pressure.
Well, and I think when we just opened these up, and I think they change.
It's rested a little. Well, I think you've made your choice because this is just a dinner game. So we would be
we're good.
Almost we're through good. With our meal.
Yeah.
You have to decide what it is.
I would have said Syrah, but I just don't see any.
Maybe you have to have a timer here.
Yeah, we're good. Let's go.
Okay. You're saying a New World cab.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
young.
Well, 2020.
Okay, 2020. All right.
Okay.
Do we want to open it?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and see how bad I was.
I think this is my covered up bottle.
Oh, I turned my head. Oh, I guess I could open it and then, what is it?
Ah! Kudos to you.
Columbia Valley, a 2019.
Good. 2019. That's why I wanted to clarify when you say new wine.
Okay, cool.
Because that's 6 years old.
Yeah, and... Well, I said 2019 or newer, but I was guessing 2020. But
oh, yeah, so darn close. You can't take off for that. It is what, tell everybody what you're drinking.
So it's a Chateau Saint-Michel.
I believe it's Michelle.
Saint-Michel. Cold Creek Vineyard from Columbia Valley, Washington.
This is a Washington, yes.
And it says, planted in the 1970s, Cold Creek is one of Washington's oldest and most acclaimed vineyards. Character builds season after season. Sun-drenched growing conditions with low rainfall. So, Eastern Washington, where this is from, I never knew that until I started doing this wine stuff.
It's on the same latitude as France or something?
So, it's cooler, but it has tons of sunshine, and then it's super, super dry.
Not like the rainy Washingtons that we're thinking in our mind.
No, it's a desert. Mm. So it's sun-drenched growing conditions. Yeah, I think they have over 300 days of sunshine, they said.
So can we bring up the tasting notes on
with
this?
With low rainfall results in small berries with full-bodied flavors. That is
full-bodied.
It's a dense wine. This Cabernet has broad shoulders, structure, concentrated fruit. Okay, what is the alcohol? 14.8.
Yes, it's a big.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a big, full-bodied wine.
I will.
It's got legs, hon, just for you.
Yeah. I will have some things here.
So we want some tasting notes, and I want to know if this has oak, since the bottle does not say.
Yeah, it's got oak.
Well, I get a cedar, but I knew what we were drinking.
So tasting notes on this, Denise?
Yes, on your cap.
Yeah.
It's known for its rich, complex flavors of dark fruits, black cherry, and chocolate, along with vanilla and oak. It is aged in French oak barrels. And it has a leather and spice and a slightly lingering dusty finish. Yeah. It's a wine described as having robust structure, which you definitely said that. And you definitely said the vanilla and oak. And it's great for grilled meats and rich dishes.
So when you say the chocolate and vanilla and the baking spices from the French oak, I mean, all that. It is very, it's a warm, I mean, it's just kind of a luscious, warm wine.
Yeah, it's very good.
I do get more.
Do not get the pepper that you said. And it does not note the pepper. I think that's the only deviation you had. So well done.
Yeah. And I do get more earthiness. They said leather, which it could be.
Finish. Do you get the dusty finish?
I get some tannins at the end. Maybe that's what they're talking about.
I don't know. Dusty finish.
But I do get more of that earthiness the more it breathes, I think. Okay. So anyway. Okay. When it first opened up.
Good job.
You get tons of fruit.
Mm-hmm, black cherry.
Okay, let's go to our second wine.
Okay. This is also very deep, dark color. Not quite as violet. Violet. It's a little more brown red. Garnet.
It is a little browner.
It doesn't seem quite as robust. It seems a little lighter. So would you call this a medium red?
So from the look of it, you said a little brown, a little older.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a little duller color, isn't it?
Yes, but it's still a deep color. I mean, I cannot see my fingers. This is not a Pinot.
No, this is not a Pinot. Mm-mm. But when you swirl it,
yes,
does it have legs?
This, you did not give me much legs here. No. Not like I gave you.
No. You gave me a lot more a leg.
Yeah. So what did you give me, hon?
It does cling to the glass a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I would say this is medium bodied. It's not light.
So, yeah. Medium body.
Medium body red.
Let's go to our.
In the garnet color. So if we can look in the book and tell me what
we're medium body wines. Barbera. Okay. Cabernet Franc, Carignan, Carmenere, Grenache, Menthia, Merlot,
okay.
Montepulciano, Negramaro, Arone GSM Blend, Sangiovese, Valpolicella Blend, and a Zinfandel.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
I would like you to first go to, I don't think it's a Barbera, but tell me about Barbera.
So Barbera is what we had last week, wasn't it? And low tannins.
Okay.
Heavy fruit, low tannins.
This has a little bite to me.
So it's got tannins? Or?
Yeah, I'm not thinking. And it's very cherry and very spicy. Very cherry.
Red cherry?
Yeah, cherry. I don't know if red or black cherry.
How peppery. High are tannins?
A little peppery, a little.
Okay, pepper.
So I'm really now Barbera. So what was the next one on the list? She didn't tell me much more about the Barbera.
Well, Barbera has very low tannins.
Yeah, and that's why we just moved off of that. Okay, yeah. So what's the next one in line?
Cab Franc. You've had Cab Franc before.
Take me a while longer.
Cab Franc has fairly high tannins, lower fruit, strawberry, roasted pepper, red plum, crushed gravel, chili pepper.
Okay, next one.
Carignan, heavy fruit, lower tannins.
I think this is heavy fruit, lower tannins.
Carmenere. Carmenere has fairly heavy fruit and medium tannins. And it obviously has, its tell is the green pepper.
This has pepper. Is that a green pepper?
Grenache, lots of fruit, medium tannins.
I don't get the spiciness with my Grenache.
It usually has some...
I don't think it's a Grenache.
Okay. Merlot. You know what a Merlot is.
But tell me a little bit about it.
Merlot, medium-high fruit, medium-high body, medium-high tannins. It's usually a lot like a Cabernet, cedar, raspberry, black cherry. Usually has a little bit of red and black fruits, chocolate, sugar plum.
Okay.
Montepulciano, oregano, boysenberry, sour cherry. That's an old world wine. That'd be an Italian wine.
Monticello is sounding.
Montepulciano.
Montepulciano.
Negramaro, heavy fruit, medium to heavy body, medium to heavy tannins.
No, that's not it.
Okay. Rhone GSM blend, lots of fruit. Medium to high body and medium to high tannins.
No, I feel like the tannins are pretty mellow on this.
Sangiovese, you know what a Sangiovese is. It's usually red fruit, usually pretty light, even though they have it in medium body.
Okay.
It's normally kind of like a, in Zinfandel, high fruit, high body, medium tannin. I don't know why they got it full bodied, but then in
medium-bodied.
In the medium-bodied ones. And it's blackberry, strawberry, peach preserve, five spice powder. I don't know what that means. And sweet tobacco.
Oh, that might be this. Citadel.
And
what about a Malbec?
And we've obviously said... We've obviously said pepper.
Yeah, Zinfandel. I think the one that meets it is the Zinfandel. When you go through them like that line by line, I'm going to say a Zinfandel.
Okay. And what, boy, that does have, it doesn't, it's got a lot of tannins, but they're not really. They
melt away.
It kind of, maybe that's what they mean by gripping. It kind of grips you almost, but then it just kind of goes away. Okay, well, good job, because this is a Zinfandel.
Ooh, I cannot believe that when you go through, buy the book, you make a good decision, people.
There you go.
Just saying, when you got your 13 wines, this is so, Old Vine Zinfandel from Sonoma, 2018. So we both picked out older wines.
So this is 2018. So it is a little duller, has some brown on it. You can definitely see the age on it when you look at it.
Yep, it has that raspberry pepper and spice and cherry. I really got that cherry.
Okay, so here's what it says. The grapes undergo a five-day cold soak before fermentation. Then after fermentation, the wine is pumped into French oak barrels, 20% new, where it undergoes natural malolactic fermentation, followed by 15 months of aging.
Wow.
So quite a while in those oak barrels. 15.2% alcohol.
Whoa.
And I really don't get that alcohol.
Oh, I did not. That would put it into the full body.
It is really surprising that that has 15.2%. Mm-hmm. It's 99% Zinfandel and 1% Petite Syrah, which... they don't have to even label that because it's
right,
so 1%. Small.
Yeah.
It has aromas of wild blackberry and sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla is a little bit of licorice, isn't it?
Oh, that could be.
Or root beer.
Yeah, it's
root beer.
Yeah, it's a root, herb.
Root beer.
Spicy, whatever. Yeah. Flavors of dark chocolate, minty notes, finishes with black tea and muddled berries. And they don't mention the pepper, but I'm totally with you.
Black tea and muddled berries. Hmm. And it, again, is very good. I would have a hard time choosing which one would be my favorite tonight.
I really like both of those.
So what is the price
of
each one?
I think I like the Zinfandel a little better. It just because it's...
it has a zip to it, doesn't it? A little.
I don't know. It's just, it's really good.
Mm-hmm. And so what price is the two?
I think that was about a $15 bottle.
And 24.
And 24 for the...
so Zinfandel is a good deal.
Yeah, I think this was about a $15 bottle.
So we're saying if you want to impress your date, look over this book that we, The Wine Folly, and pick out your wine. Tell her you
and just
can
don't
tell
take
what
20
wine.
Minutes like I do.
Yeah, no, don't take 20 minutes. Usually you have 13 wines. Once you get that visual and smell in, you got 13 wines.
I'm like, I want another, I want another taste. And Denise is like, oh, the bottle's gone by now. Yeah.
Impress your date and tell her what wine you're drinking.
Okay.
She'll be impressed. Believe me, she'll be impressed.
Okay. I think we did good.
I'm just looking forward to our next show.
Yeah.
Tempranillo.
I learn something every week, so I hope you all will join us. And by the way, we had tons of new listeners.
Yay.
Yeah. So I'm Thanks for listening. So we hope you will join us in this journey and learn more about wine.
Join us next week.
Yeah. And if you haven't done so, subscribe to the show and give us a rating.
Drink along with us. Yeah, love that.
Yeah. Go to our website, wineappraiserpodcast.com.
Send us a bottle of wine. We'd love that. Where can they send it? Send my favorite, please. My secret stash needs to be replenished.
Okay. Most of our shows are set around blindly tasting and evaluating wines, which we are going to do next week. We have, like we said earlier, three Tempranillos. Two of them come from Spain, but they come from different regions. So we'll test out the differences there. And then one comes from the U.S.
And then different processes, right?
Of yeah.
Making the wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So mostly in the storing and that kind of thing, but... I'm hoping we get that same taste difference next week. So, okay. I'm excited about that show. So, anyway.
Join us.
I think that's it.
Okay. Happy trails, everyone. Okay.
Yeah. So, until next time, happy wine trails to you. Until we taste again on the next episode of the Wine Appraiser Podcast. Bye.
Bye.